Following shiur is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. Igeres HaTshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah, Part 5. Os Ayin Beis. Pasuk says in Shmos Yotes Gimel, Kol somar the Beis Yaakov besagid levnei Yisrael. This you should tell to the Beis Yaakov, to the household of Yaakov, and you should tell to Bnei Yisrael. V'shosha nitna Torah, when the Torah was given, Nitztava Moshe Rabbeinu alav Shalom, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded, Lomar Tchila the Beis Yaakov, to first say to the Beis Yaakov, Behein Hanoshim, that's referring to the women. Shiomar Lehen Roshe Prokim, B'Devarim Katorim, that he should tell them the beginnings of things, the main points, and make it abridged, quick.
Nivnei Shehein Sholchos, Nehem Lehem Beis HaSefer,
so that they could understand them,
their children,
attain
their sons to go to learn, to the schools.
Why was Moshe Rabbeinu commanded to talk to the women first?
To pay attention to the sons, to make sure that they're learning Torah.
Umerachmos aleihem bevoim beis sefer, and they have mercy upon them when they come back from the school. Umochos libam bedvarim tovim, and they draw in their hearts with good words that they say to them. Kadesh yiyu chafetzim betorah, in order for them to want and desire Torah. The shomros osam, and they guard them shalivat lemeya Torah, that they not stay away from learning Torah. Umalandim osam yiras chet beyaldusam, and they're the ones who teach them fearing sin when they're younger. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Mishlei Chavbei says, Chanoch lenar al pidarko. Gam ki yaskin lo yoser mimeno, that a person should educate and teach his child when they're young, so that when they're old, they won't veer away from it. So according to this, the women who are tsnuos, the modest women, misavvos hatorah v'hayira, they are surrounded with Torah and fear of Shemayim. Osayin gimel, mizatem es bnei Yisrael mitumasam. The Pasuk in Vayikra Tetzvav says you should guard Bnei Yisrael from their tumah, from their impurity. As har levnei Yisrael, sheyefreshu minishosein somach levestan. The Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yorches darshins from this, that this is a warning to Bnei Yisrael that they should stay away from their wives when it's close to the time that they would expect their period. The kamar yefreshu mehem, how long do they have to stay away from them? Yom o laila, a day or a night.
Vanis harim b'zayin dali.
People who are cautious with this, zochem v'vonusha yafayara. A woman has to merit to have children
and scrub her hair over Torah and halacha.
Very well.
Shenemar as a pleasant way of grufo yud and
to check her whole body,
v'lahavdil ben hakodesh ben achol, and to rinse herself in water,
and to distinguish between the holy before she goes to the unholy.
Kadesh lo yehi seir u'bein
atar, and between the impure and the pure,
in order not to have
one hair
and the other hairs tied together on her head.
V'shalo yehi b'rosha dover chotez, and that she not have anything on her head that will create a barrier between her and the water. V'chein lo yehei al gufa davar chotez, and also on her body, there shouldn't be anything that would create a barrier. Kigon, for example, botek, dough, o tit, or some type of a plaster or clay, o shuman or fat, o kol davar ima'at v'im harbi, or any material, whether it be a little bit or a lot. V'im chafa rosha, and if she did clean her head, u botka kol guf, and she checked her whole body, and then she gave food to her child before she went to the mikvah. Or if she carried her child before she went to the mikvah and then she went to the mikvah, it doesn't count. Because we're suspect that maybe something had clung to her body. Therefore, it's appropriate that a woman clean through her hair, v'tivdok atzma, and check herself, v'tadiach gufa, and rinse her body, samach l'tzvila, close to when she goes to the mikvah. K'dei she lo tisasek bein tayim b'shum davar, that she shouldn't get involved with anything in between, she efshar lehidabig ba mimenu kolshu, because that might allow the a potential for something to stick to her. Mutricha lagud siporne yodeha b'raglea kodem tzvila, and she needs to cut her fingernails and her toenails before she goes to the mikvah, ulenakosim ulevdokam yafa yafa, and to clean them and to check them very well. Utricha lahasir taboseha me'al yoda, and she has to remove the rings from her hands. V'chol tashit din shebegufa, or any adornments that she's wearing on her body. K'vei shelo yeyu ha'chotzitin bein ha'boser bein ha'mayim, in order for them not to be a barrier between her flesh and the water. V'chin tricha lahater saroseha, she also has to let down her hair. Ulahasir mehen kol chevel v'chol ritzu v'chol kesher, she has to let out of it any rope or any string or any type of knot. V'torech she'tamud Yehudas agaba, another female Jewish lady should stand nearby her. Liros heitev, to see well, shelo yehei mu'uma mibesara u'mesaraseh achos hamayim, to make sure that not one ounce, one bit of her flesh or her hair is outside of the water. Mimnei she'etira saraseha ve'hisira mehem kol chevel, because since she let out her hair and she removed from it any types of ties, the way of hair is to float up on top of the water. Therefore, she has to be very cautious that not even one drop of her hair is still outside of the water. If she clenched down her lips together, the tefillah doesn't work. Pirush karta shesagrosam. Karta means that she clenched down her lips. She doesn't need to open her mouth that the water come in. She should keep her lips like she does all day long. The later Rabbanim had taught that if she closed her eyes biyoser very hard, or if she opened her eyes very wide, the tefillah doesn't count. Because at the time that she opens up her eyes wide, nasu kamatim kamatim agabe enah, that it creates a lot of wrinkles above the eye. The ein hamayim boim shem, the water won't enter into there. Utzrichel hadiach yafa kol gufa, and she has to rinse very well her whole body, ad kaf haregel until the ball of her foot, ubein etzbos ragleh and between the toes. Utzrichel yishomer shelo yikanes tit bein etzbos ragleh b'shas atvila, and she has to be very cautious and careful that no clay or plaster will get between her toes when she's going to the mikvah, that the plaster not become a barrier between her flesh and the water. And when a woman goes into the mikvah, she has to open up her legs, like in a time when she's kneading or arranging the bread. And she has to open up her arms, and her davin shouldn't be leaning against her flesh. And she shouldn't stand upright and go into the mikvah. She should bend down, like when she's bending over when she's arranging the bread. A woman always has the status of being a nida until she goes into a river or into a mikvah. Even in the times whether she's seeing blood or she's not seeing blood, behem hayom nekrom yemei libun, which are called the clean days, achas dosam lahachmir b'chol davar, they're the same rule to be stringent with everything. V'liyos nidasa aleha b'cholingin, her nida status is on her 100% the same way when she sees the blood or when she's not seeing the blood until she goes to the mikvah. V'asura lahoshet mafteach, and she's not allowed to stretch out a key, O makel or a stick, o kol davar shebo olam, or anything in the world, miyada liad baila, from her hand to her husband's hand. Avapi shelo tigabo, even if she won't actually touch it. Bechein oser labaila lahoshet liyada, so too the husband's not allowed to put anything into her hand, shuv davar, any other thing. Avapi sheinu nogeba, again, even though he's not touching her. Va oser lo limzo kos shel yayin labaila, she's not allowed to pour a cup of wine for her husband, o lanichu agabe ashulchan, and to put it down on the table. Ava mozeges as hakos, but she could fill up the cup umeni chasu agabe safsal, and she could put it on the bench, o agabe dover acher, on top of something else, chus min ashokan, not the table. Baila lokeach osu misham, and the husband can take it from there. Barashus biyoda lahaniya hamayim agabe ashokan, but she's allowed to put the water for him on the table. Va'osu labaila leshev agabe mitasa, and it's also for the husband to sit on her bed, ava bishi chutz labayas, even if she's not in the house. V'asura loseis befanei baila kiton shamayim, the kalim sheyirchas behem panav yodav raglav, and the wife is also not allowed to put in before him water and items, utensils, in order for him to be able to wash his face, hands, and feet. Avabi she'inu nogazbo, even if she's not touching him, mineshu derechiba, because that's a form of caring and loving. Va'asu lo lahatziya hamita befanav, and it is forbidden for her to make his bed in front of him. Avashalo befanav mutter, but if it's not in front of him, it will be permitted. And she's not allowed to eat from the same plate as her husband, even if she's not touching him. And even if he's eating on his plate, and she's eating on her plate, it's forbidden for her to sit next to him or opposite him. And she needs to place some type of a mat, a large one or a small one, on top of the tablecloth, to put her plate on top of that. Or she should reveal some of the actual table, that she should put her plate on that. It is forbidden for a woman to put some type of a mat or a bench under her when she is going to the mikvah. A nida, when her blood flow stops, She should check herself very well with something made of cotton that is clean, v'roch, and it's soft, v'lovan, and white. O bevloi kli pishton nikiyim ulevanim v'rachim, or with worn-out linen garments that are clean, white, and soft. V'achar shetivdok yafe, and after she checked herself well, v'tivashi tohara, and she'll see that she's tohara. Loveshes chaldok lovan noki, she wears a clean white garment. U'miyom hamocharos, and the next day, tochel lispor zayin yomim nikiyim. And from the next day, she can start counting 7 clean days. U'tzrich livdok atma b'chol yom mehem, and she has to check herself each of those days. K'derach habdika she'ez kanu, in the similar way of checking that we had just mentioned. And if she forgot and did not check herself one or two out of those 7 days, since she checked herself on the day that the blood flow stopped, and she put on white clothing, and the next day, which is the first of the 7 days, and the 7th clean day, which is the 8th from the day that the blood flow stopped, Tovelas Balaila Umutaris. She can go to the mikveh that night and she is mutter. She is permissible. O Zion Zion. Tehe Isha Zahira Shihe Shalom Beino Uvein Baila. A woman has to be careful to make sure that there is peace between her and her husband. Utehe Ahuva Ratsuya Labaila. She should be loved and wanted by her husband. Mimnesha Omru Chazal, like Chazal say in Nedarim, Daf Chafam Abbas. Bnei Hamariva Ubnei Sinuas Halev. Him Oze Panim Umordim Opposhim. Because children who come from a husband and wife who fight, and a husband and wife who have hatred towards each other in their hearts, those children are very brazen, and they're rebellious, and they are sinners. And a woman has to be careful that she be very modest when she is going to immerse herself in the mikvah. And she should come out of the mikvah in a way of modesty. And she should be modest in all of her ways. Because in the reward for being tznua, being modest, her children will be kosher, they will be straight and correct, and tzaddikim, they'll be righteous. O Zion Ches, Utzricha ha'isha shetehe tenuav, a woman has to be very modest, v'nezheres, and cautious, sheli yistaklu bo b'nei adam chutz mibayla, that other men shouldn't be looking at her besides her husband. Sham yistaklim defanea o biadeha, because if people look at her face or her hands, yordin legehenim, they will go to Gehenim. Vi anusha ba'onesh kol echad echamehem, and she will be punished for the sins of each and every one of them. Because she had brought them to sin, and she didn't conduct herself with proper tznius, and they stumbled upon her. A woman should be cautious to daven evening, morning, and afternoon. At the end of her davening, the main part of her davening at the end should be to plead and supplicate towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu on her sons and daughters, sheyu yirei shamayim, that they should fear Hashem, v'sheyu boneha mutzlochim b'torah, that her sons be successful in Torah learning. Ki ikar zechusa shel isha la'olam haba, because the main merit that a woman has to get to olam haba, sheboneha ovdim la'Hashem yizbarach, is that her sons serve Hashem, v'osim ratzono v'yireim also, and they do His will, and they fear Him. U'kishehi beveis olama, u'boneha yesh b'libam yirei shamayim, v'oskim b'torah, mitzvos, and when a woman is in Olam Haba, and her child has fear of heaven in his heart, and they're learning Torah and doing mitzvos, nechshav la hadavar hazeh, this is considered for her, ki'ilu hi b'chayim, as if she's still alive, v'osa kol ha-mitzvos, and she's doing all the mitzvos, v'hi b'maylos ha'alyonos la'olam haba, and it's in one of the highest levels of Olam Haba. Os pei, k'shehi nosenes tzedakah, when a woman gives tzedakah, tizpalel ba'osa shah, she should daven at that time, v'yadayim nekios, with clean hands, that her sons should fear Hashem, fear heaven, and they should be successful in their Torah learning and doing mitzvos. Because a person's prayers are heard more when they are doing a mitzvah. There was a certain chacham who used to give a pruta to tzedakah every single time he would come to daven. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim Yud Zayin says, "Ani b'tzedek echzav penecha." Me, when I am doing tzedek, giving tzedakah, charity, I see Hashem's face. Os pei aleph. Kesher isha madlakas as haner be'erev Shabbos. When a woman lights the candles on erev Shabbos, tizoher benafsha, she should be cautious with herself. Lahadlik me ba'od yom she'ashemesh nirez, she should make sure to light while it's still daytime that the sun is seen. Vim hi poshas Benafsha, the Hadlik, Acher, Shkias, Achama, and if she is negligent on herself and lights after sundown, Harehi Mechalalas, as a Shabbos, Ve'oil Nafsha. She is desecrating Shabbos, and woe unto her soul. Ubiyom Hama'unan, and if it's a cloudy day, Im Yesh Bo Safik Ba'olam, if there's any doubt in the world, Im Shoka Achama, Im Lav, if the sun went down or not, Taniach Li Yishma'ilish, Shatad Lehadlik. She should let a non Jew, an Arab, light for her. O mitzvah gedola shelo ta'acher lahadlik, and it's a very big mitzvah that she not delay in lighting candles, kadei shelo titzarech hanochres lahadlik, in order not to need a non-Jew to light the candles for her. El hadlik mi ba'od yom, rather she should be cautious to make sure she lights before nightfall. V'tadlik hi ba'atzma lo ayadei avda v'shivchosa, and she should light it herself, not through her slave or her maidservant, v'afilu heim yehudim, even if they're Jewish. V'lo ayadei chaverta, not even to her friend, kadei shetitel hi schar mitzvos, in order for her to get the reward for doing the mitzvah. That it should be recognizable to all how much she holds dear and she views the mitzvahs as being precious to herself. And she should make a bracha with clean hands. It is Bala Ba'osa Shah, Abaneha, and she should daven at that moment for her son, Shiyu Baneha, Ma'irin Be'olam B'Torah V'Mitzvos, that her sons should light up the world with Torah and with mitzvahs. And she should daven and say, Yehi rotzon shiyu banai meirim ba'olam b'toro v'mitzvos v'ir ha'shamayim, that she should daven that her sons light up the world with Torah, mitzvos, and fear of heaven. Because this is an appropriate prayer to be said at the time when she's lighting the Shabbos candles. K'inyan shenem, or like it says in the pasuk, k'inyan mitzvah v'toro or. Because a candle is a mitzvah, and the Torah is light. There was a certain chacham who was very accustomed to passing by the doorway of one of the wives of the gedolim, of the great people. And he saw that the woman of the house was very cautious to light Shabbos candles in the right time, and the Hanukkah lights at the right time. Amar hachacham, and the chacham said, you should know in truth that from this household two great people will come. And it was so. And she gave birth to two great wise sages of Klal Yisrael, who lit up the world with their wisdom. Because this woman lit up the candles of mitzvah in their right time. Os pei beis. Kol yomen shayisha hara. All the time that a woman is pregnant, tis pala tomich yehei havlad yirei shemayim shishkant can daven that the child be a fearer of heaven, the chacham live and have a wise heart umatliach b'torah mitzvos and be successful in Torah and mitzvos. V'tiftach yoda tomid laniyim, she should open her hand constantly to poor people. V'tis pala hatfila hazos, and she should daven and pray this prayer. David Amelach alav shalom hayolo noshim rabos, that David Amelach had many different wives. And when they were pregnant, they would give different donations, and they would daven that their children should be strong and beautiful, until the point where they will say that they're all befitting and have the proper attributes and will be successful to have the kingship. Amr Basheva Ishas David HaMelech Alav Shalom, and Basheva, the wife of David HaMelech, said, Ki lo chanoshem asher le'ishi Adoni HaMelech Anochi. And now, I'm not like the other wives that my master, the king, has. Avakol nidrai hayu be'yosi hara leman ezkel lios b'ni chacham b'torah v'yirei shamayim. I didn't give the donations when I was pregnant in order for my children to be like the other women asked. I wanted my children to be wise in Torah and fearers of heaven, v'yasliach l'nevius, and that they should be successful to be a navi. V'yishma Hashem es koli, and Hashem should hear my voice, v'yechakim shlomo b'ni, and shlomo my son should be wise, mikol adam from all people, v'gam asher lo sha'alti, nosan li'Hashem yisbarach, and even that which I did not ask Hashem, he gave me. Ki shlomo b'ni yimloch acharei aviv, because Shlomo will take over the kingship after his father. Ubnei Nashei Adoni, and the sons of the other wives of my master, Asher Yispalalu Imosam Aleihem, she is Kulam Alchus, that their mother is dominant for them, that they merit to be able to be the king, Bahayalahem king. For them it didn't work. Tachas Asher Somu HaMalchus Iker, because they made the kingship the main thing. Vani Santi Avodas Hashem Yisbarach Iker, but I placed the service of Hashem to be the main thing. Vizeu Sha'amra Bas Sheva, and this is what Bas Sheva says, Ma bri, what is my son? Uma bar bitni, and what came from my stomach? Uma bar nidora, and look what came from my donations. Os pe gimel. Ezra alav ha-shalom tikin tachanos rabbis v'Yisrael. Ezra ha-sofer established many different fixes in Klal Yisrael. Ve'achas mehena, one of them is lios ha-isha mashkemes ve'ofe, that she should get up early and bake b'yom she-tirtza le'afos pas, on a day that she wants to make bread. Kadei she-teha pas mitzuya la'aniyim ha-boyim le'bayis ba-boker. That there should be bread ready for poor people who come in the mornings. That they be able to pleasure and get benefit from warm bread on that day. And that she will not give them from the dry bread. That when a woman gives from her bread to somebody who is hungry, she should give from the good bread that is among her with her in the house. And the form in which she gives, she should give with a happy face. In a way of kindness and charity. Because the mercy that she has will double the reward of that tzedakah, of that charity. And she should give to him that which she gives him in an honorable way. And in a soft speech. And it will be for him a way to satisfy and settle his soul. Omr Chazal say, Hanosim Pruta La'ani, somebody who gives money to a poor person, Mizbarach B'shisha Brachos, gets 6 blessings. Ba'mafaiso, and somebody who appeases him, Mizbarach B'yorala Brachos, he gets 11 Brachos, 11 blessings. Os Pei Dalet. Tzricha Ha'isha Lahadiach HaBasar Kodem Licha. A woman has to rinse off the meat before she salts it. U'basar Ha'yerechayim, and the meat of the legs of an animal. Tzorech Hadacha V'shifshuf Godol, it requires a lot of rinsing and rubbing off. To remove all the fat that are stuck to the meat from the knife that they cut out the veins with. And this rinsing needs to be even greater than the rinsing and rubbing off that's done normally to remove the blood before salting. Shashamnunis enosar maher kemohadam, because the fats don't get removed easily like blood does. Vehadacha hazos tzricha bein lechdera bein letzi. And this rinsing needs to be done whether you're going to use the meat to cook or to roast. Os pehei. Vehizahir shalolosis habosir bechometz. A person should be cautious not to put meat into vinegar. Achi dechenu yafa yafa, until it's rinsed off very well. Vehim lechenu yafa yafa, and salted very well. Vehishashir hatzorech lemelicha vehadechenu yafa yafa. And you have to leave it in the salt for the required amount of time to leave it in the salt and rinse it off very well. Os peivav. Habasar kodem shim lechenu, meat before you salt it, tzorech lehavir kol adam me'alpanav. You need to remove all the blood from its surface. Umine kosher shashorno so b'mayim kodem lechin, and it's a proper custom to soak it in water prior to that. Kadei sheyi yarach v'noach liflo damo, in order for it to be softened up, to be more easy to exude the blood from it. Os peizayin, tzorech lachto chutei haguf shel of v'chutin shablechi ha'of. You need to cut out the veins of the body of a bird and the ones that are in the jaw of the bird. Lefi she'amru chutin diada udalua asiri mishum dama, because Chazal say that the veins in the hand and in the jaw are also because of the blood that they contain. Os peichas, basar ha'evarim harishonim. The flesh of the limbs of the animal, asur lechatchan besakin shemasakin b'chalavim. It's forbidden to cut them with a knife that you use to cut the forbidden fats. O besakin shemenakabo esabasar min achilev, or with the knife that you use to remove the forbidden fats from the flesh of the meat. Ve'im chatcha besakin zeh, if you did cut it with this knife, v'lo hadicho b'shef gadol, and you didn't rinse it off and rub it greatly, tzorech lehadiach makom chatcha basar b'shef shef gadol meot. Then you need to rinse off the place where you cut the meat while rubbing it greatly. Tzachin sheshachar ba'behema o'ov, a knife that you used to slaughter an animal or a bird. Asher lachto ba'baser roseach, it is forbidden to cut hot meat with that. Ad she'agilenu b'roschen al gabehesh, until you put it in a boiling pot of water over the fire. V'imrotza lachto ba'baser tzonein, if you want to cut with it cold meat, tzarech she'adiach hatzachin yafa yafa, then you need to rinse the knife very well. Os peitas, habasar lacha shenimloch, the meat after it's salted, afa bishe shoha b'melach kashir haroi lishos, even if it sat in the salt for the proper time that it needed, It's forbidden to eat from it until you rinse it very well. And you're not allowed to cut off of it with a knife. Until again, you rinse it very well. And if you did cut it with a knife, that knife would need to be kashered by putting it in a boiling pot of water over a fire. Because the salt is as if it's something that's hot. Haminig hakosher, the proper minig is, kisharotzen lekayim habasar meliach shnei yomim o gimel yomim, that if you want to keep the meat in the salt for 2 or 3 days, madichim osa yafa yafa, you rinse it very well, laach shashah b'melach v'kli menukov kishir harayi, after it sat in a container with holes in it for the proper amount of time. V'achach achoz yinomolchen osa keratzonam v'kli she'enu menukov. Then you could salt it as much as you would like, and it doesn't have to be in a container that has holes in it. Even if a container that doesn't have holes in it, it's fine. And then it would be permissible to be able to cut it with a knife afterwards. And in order that the blood doesn't drip out of the meat through the holes onto utensils in the house and make them usher, make them forbidden. Ostadi. Habasar achar shehadichu oso min hamelach, the meat after you rinse it off from the salt. Also, litno ba'oso kli hamenukov shemolchim ba'abasar. You're not allowed to put it back into the container that has holes in it that you salt the meat in. Memnei shehatzir hanisher bo humaliach, because the brine that is remaining in that container is salty. Umaliach harik rasech, and that's considered as if it's hot. V'yanivlo ba'abasar v'yaseranu, so it will become absorbed back into the meat again and make the meat forbidden. Os tzadi aleph. Lo taniach ha'isha nikuri ha'chelev. The whole davar ha'azer ba'achila, a woman shouldn't leave the chelev, the forbidden fats that were taken out, or anything that's forbidden to be eaten, but bayis shemavashlim b'hagdera, in the same house, same area where she cooks her food. Im yesh b'bayis go yoshivcha, if there's in the house a non-Jew or a maidservant. O study base, gid hanasha v'shamnunes shalo, the sciatic nerve and its fat, aser b'hana, are forbidden to get benefit from minatora, from the Torah. Lefichach, therefore, lo sitein osa leshivcha o lenachris. You should not give that to the maidservant or a non-Jew. Bechein osa litno lechasul o lekelev shalah. It's also forbidden to give to the cat or the dog. Me'achashim is an osa malal, since they rely on you for their food source. Os tzadi gimel. Klei matochos shalokren minagoy. Metal utensils that you purchase from a non-Jew. Even if it's brand new, and it was never used before, it needs to be immersed into a river or into the waters of a mikvah. And glass utensils are similar to metal utensils. And when you put them in the mikvah, you make the bracha. Ukli kunya behim kli cheres hamatzupin be'aver. So kli kunya, which are earthenware that is covered with lead, matbilin osam b'mikvah o b'nahar b'lo bracha. You have to immerse them in a mikvah or a river without making a bracha. Ukli matros yeshanim shelochu osam min hagoy, and old utensils that are made out of metal that are purchased from a goy. You have to rinse them very, very well. Umagilon, and then you have to put them in boiling water. Umanichon, and leave them alone. And then you dip them into the mikvah or into the river. Ostadi dalad. Chameshes revoim kemach v'od chayov mechala. 5 quarter calves of flour and a little bit more is obligated to take challah off of it. V'shi'uron, and that measurement is arboim v'sholosh beitzim, 43 eggs worth, kiminyan chala, like the gematria of the word chala. V'chomesh beitza yoser, and an additional 1/5 of an egg size, milvad shir ha'chala, in addition to the shir of chala that we already mentioned. V'im ein adover yadua le'isha, im yesh be'isa shir chala v'im lab, and if a woman is uncertain whether she has the proper amount that is obligated to take chala off of it in her dough or not, tafesh chala v'lo tevarech alea, she should separate the chala and not make a bracha. And if there's a Kohen who's a young child who has not yet seen Keri in his lifetime, or a Kohen Gadol, who meaning he's older of age, and he has gone to the mikvah to purify him from his Keri, you can give it to him and he could eat it.
V'im ein shem kohen haroi la'achla, and if there is no kohen available who is able to eat it, mafrishosa, you separate it, v'nosenas osa la'or, and she could put it into the fire to burn it. V'yesh mekomo shenogim hafrish chala acheres li'ten osa la'kohen. Some have a minig to separate an additional chala to give to the kohen. V'osa chala shenosenas ochel osa, kosh kohen sheyirtza, and the chala that is given afterwards, any kohen can eat from it. Afilu hu balkeri, even if he is a balkeri, v'eino tzorach tevila, and he doesn't need to go to the mikvah to eat that because that's not the main challah. Osadi hay. Ro'i lenoshim hanechbodos ve'atnuos. It is appropriate for women who are honored and modest. L'hamid alehim mitzvah lizkos bonos ha'ir. To put a mitzvah upon themselves and to give merit to the daughters of the city. L'chein yetzi davar tzedek milifnehen. Therefore, something righteous should come from before them. V'yivchiru lehem isha tova. They should choose for themselves a good woman. Benemenes, and one who is trustworthy, ligvos prutos lemalbushe ha'aniyim, to collect money for clothing for poor people, olahachios amrav lehasbia nefesh okeka, or to be able to give them food to satisfy the soul of somebody who really needs it, v'sitein pruta b'chol shavua v'shavua, and she should give a pruta each and every week, kol isha ha'osa malacha, any woman who does work, v'asher koach bo lamud b'takana hazos, and she has the strength to uphold such a takana. Velosider neder bezesh, you shouldn't make this a neder, a vow, elibibola vesel hagabois, but rather when the collector comes to their house, nason titin la, bechol eis asher tidven oliva, she should give to them as many times as she possibly can. Vetitrach bayomim bolelos, she should work during the day and at night, yoser al asher haisa torachas yom yom, more than she works just regular day to day, kadela harviach osa pruta shinosenes as daka. So she should work even harder to be able to get that extra pruta to be able to give the tzedakah. Sheschai yagias kapayim otzum v'rav ma'od. Because the reward for putting in that effort is great and enormous. V'tismach ha'isha b'malachta, and the woman should be happy with the work she's doing. V'tinsha es kol ha'mola ba'avoda ha'hi, and she'll forget all the work that she's putting into that. Asher tarim imenu trumas ha'tzedakah, that work that she gets to be able to get tzedakah out of that. V'yidin b'yinea ba'is ha'malacha kilu yodea notfos more. And it should be comparable in her eyes while she's doing this work, as if her hands are dripping with more, with this fragrance. Ke'in yeshnema, like it says in Shir HaShirim, Perek Hei, Pasuk Hei, V'yodai notfu mor, ve'etzbosai mor over. That my fingers dripped with this sense, with this fragrance, and my fingers have this fragrance in them. Os tzadi vav. Yecholos hanoshim hatznuos, these modest women are able, limole nafshom, to save their souls, v'nefesh ba'aleihem, and the souls of their husbands, v'nefesh b'neihem, and the souls of their sons. Kashe yavo ba'aleihem, ish mimalachto, that when their husbands, each and every one of them, when they come back from their work, asher hema osim, whatever work they would do, v'hema yefim, v'yegeim, and they're tired and they're weak. V'einem zochrim loses chelek mi'yosim mimachshavos libam latorah, and they don't remember to put a portion of their work and their minds into working on Torah. Al hanoshim has kiram lefato ulefato sefer echon mikisvi hakodesh. It's on the women to remind them and to bring them to take one sefer from kisvi hakodesh velaso b'divrei Torah and to learn something of Torah. V'lo yishu b'divrei batola, and they shouldn't just speak things of batola, of nonsense. K'dei shelo yehei al nafshim oven gadol ve'ashuma, so that they not have a great sin and guilt upon themselves. Shebitol yom o laila min haTorah, that they stop learning day or a night from learning Torah. Sha'onosh bitul Torah, gadol mikol averos shabatorah. The sin for not learning Torah is greater than any of the averos in the Torah. V'gam yaskir leva'aleihem lahabit be'igeres ha'tshuva hazos. They should also remind their husbands to look through this igeres, this letter of doing tshuva, asher chivarnu, like we have put together. V'yodiyu lehem ulevneihem divi ha'igeres hazos, and they should tell them and their sons about the words of this letter. Because through this they will be zocha, they will merit to olam haba. Us tzadi zayin. Derech yoshavra sheyover boha adam liyira shemayim. The straight way that a person should choose for themselves to have fear of heaven. Liknos lo chaver echad oshnayim, is to acquire for himself a friend or two. Ledaber imahim tamed bedivrei yira shemayim, to speak with them constantly about fearing shemayim, fearing heaven. Vimyechto echad min hachaverim o yefshu b'mitzvah min hamitzvos. And if one of them does a sin or is negligent from doing one of the mitzvos, yochichanu chaveru, his friend will rebuke him. Yochichu zeh zeh al kol avera, and they will rebuke each other for any avera that is done. And they'll keep each other cautious about doing every mitzvah. V'ala tefillin, v'ala tefillah, for wearing tefillin and for davening. And that they shouldn't talk during chazaras shatz. V'chein yazhiru zeh zeh likros b'chol shavua, b'chol, or b'shabbos, igeres hachuvah azos. They should also warn each other to read every week during the week on Shabbos this letter of doing tshuva. And they should ask each other, what are the things that are in this letter that we should be able to uphold it? And if there are things that they're not upholding, his friends will support him to be able to do everything that it says in this letter. And anything of a mitzvah that any of them wants to do, his friends will help him do it. And this is a way to be successful in doing tshuva and doing kind acts. The davar ahu v'chaviv l'shamayim, and this is something that is beloved and wanted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, oz nidbru yirei Hashem. Then the ones who fear Hashem spoke. Ish al reyehu v'yakshev Hashem v'yishma. Each one spoke to his friend, and Hashem listened in. V'yichasev sefer zikaron lefanav. And he wrote in a book of remembrance before him, liyirei Hashem l'chosh v'yishvo. For those who feared Hashem, and for those who thought about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the pasuk in Malachi Paragimel pasuk that Zion says, "V'chein yaskiru achaverim yishas reyayu." So too the friends should remind one another, "Shelo lishavu levatola," that they shouldn't swear for nothingness. Bein b'shem, bein b'kinoi, whether Hashem's direct name or whether a nickname of Hashem. Bein shiyazkir hakinoi b'loshen hakodesh or b'loshen acheres, whether they mention the name of Hashem in Hebrew or in another language. V'chein shelo lakala les chaveru, they shouldn't curse their friend. Or this person shouldn't curse himself with Hashem's name or a nickname. And it's proper that each one should put a fine on himself for a set amount, whether it's a little or a lot, for all of these things. The people in each and every Beis Medrash and Beis Knesses, Beis Medrash and Shul, yashiru as kol echav echav imnei ha-medrash, they should warn everybody else that's in that base medrash. Shlo ledaber atom shas kol atvila, that they should not speak until the shliach tibur finishes the entire davening, the entire chazar sashatz. Os tadiches, hatamidim yilmod kol echav echad igeras hachuvah hazos, v'chabura bebezo. The students should learn, each and every one of them, this letter of tshuva in a group bebezo in this house, b'shabbos, Kodam mincha on Shabbos before mincha, or beis haknesses, or in shul. El yilvu elav achuzas mireehu, and he should bring along with him a group of his friends. Uscharu hamei meod, and his reward for that will be great. Echad akori as kula, whether somebody reads the whole thing. Echad akori as miktosa leitim mizumanim, or if somebody reads parts of it for different times. Uvavad sheyachaven as liba lakayim as kol mashi yikra, as long as his intention is to fulfill everything that's written here. And to fulfill it with his hand that which he speaks with his mouth. Ost saditas. Omru Rabbi Sinuzal. Chazal say, Al yishtamesh odem b'isha klal, bein gedola bein gitano. A person shouldn't use a woman at all, whether she's older or younger. Shlo yaniach isha litein mayim al yodav, o al raglov, o lirchot says rosho. He should not allow a woman to put water on his hands or on his feet or to wash his head. Elim kein he bito o ishto, unless it's his daughter or his wife. Oskof, Amr Rabbeinu Zal, Chazal say, Godol hamalve la'ani yosher mina osa tzedaka. Somebody who lends money to a poor person is greater than somebody who gives charity. V'choshe einu malve la'ani v'shas dako, and somebody who does not lend money to a poor person when he needs it. V'yos le'el yodo la'asos, when he has the strength and ability to do that, nikro bli'al. He's called a wicked person. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Devarim Tes says, he shomer lecha, guard for yourself. Pen yiyeh dover im lebacha b'liam, lest you will have something wicked in your heart. Lemar, to say, karvash nasa shevash nasa shmita, that the seventh year is coming, and I don't want to give loans because I don't want it to be canceled. Noson titin lo, you should give him a loan anyway. V'mizman shehoisa shvias no heges, and in a time when shvias shmita year did apply, v'hoi hamalve mafsid es chovo, and the one who gave the loan would actually lose out the loan. On Torah, the Torah says, "Ki mishenimna milahalvos kadesh lo yafsid chovo." That if somebody doesn't give a loan because he doesn't want to lose that money, nikra b'lial, he's called a wicked person. Alachas kama v'kama, how much more so? Misha eino mafsid es chovo ve'eino malve alamashkot. somebody who's not going to lose his loan, and he's not giving a loan for collateral. Oskuf Aleph. Lo yomush mitoch lev ha'odom. It should not leave the heart of a person. Habitochum b'shem yizbarach. The trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatocheles elav. And the desire for him. Kamo shenema, like a pasuk in Tehillim says in Samech Beis Tes. Bitchu vo b'choleis. You have to trust in him at every moment. B'nemar, and it says also in Tehillim Kuf Lamed, pasuk Vav. Nafshi la Hashem mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. My soul yearns for Hashem among those who yearn for the dawn to come. Lefi rov hayira yechazik habitachon, and according to the amount of fear of heaven that he has, will strengthen his trust in Hashem. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Tes Vav, pasuk Yer Aleph says, Yira Hashem bitchu b'Hashem. Those who fear Hashem will have trust in Hashem. Oskov Beis. Da, you should know, Sha'olam kulo nivra l'chvod Hashem yizbarach, that the entire world was created for the honor of Hashem. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Gimel Zion says, Kol ha'nikra b'shmi u'lichvodi barosiv. Anything that's called in my name, I've created in my honor, for my honor. Ve'arotza l'chaber as Hashem yizbarach, yechaber as ovev imo. Somebody who wants to honor Hashem should honor his parents. Amru Rabbeinu Zal, Chazal say, b'zman she'mechaber adam ovev imo, when a person honors his mother and father, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Ma'al ani aleichem, I view it upon you, ki'ilu darti b'neichem u'chabduni, as if I lived amongst you and you honored me. Ve'ikr kibud ha've'im, lasos lehem nachas ruach, and the main part of the mitzvah of kibud ha've'im is to give them pleasure, be'im b'devarim, be'im b'maisa, whether in words or in actions. Ve'hametzarim b'devarim, godol avonim inaso, and somebody who pains his parents with words, his sin is greater than you could bear. Shekach omru Chazal, this is what Chazal say in the Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph, Yesh Maichel La'oviv Pisyoni, V'tordo Mina Olam, a person could feed his father fancy food, and it removes him from this world. V'yesh Mishem Atchino B'Rechayim, and there's another person who can make him grind at the millstone, U'mevio L'chay Olam Haba, and he could be brought into Chay Olam Haba, into Olam Haba. Hamachavir Oviv V'imo, somebody who honors his mother and father, Nochel Ha'olam Hazeh V'olam Haba, he gains this world, and the next world. Shenemar, as the pasuk in the Devarim, Perek Hei, pasuk Tazayin says, "Leman yarichu yamecha, uleman yitov lach." It will lengthen your days and be good for you. Leman yarichu yamecha v'olam hazeh. It will lengthen your days in this world, uleman yitov lach, and will be good for you, l'olam haba, for the world to come.